Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, man, watching the news again this morning, bad thing to do, I guess, because it upsets me quite a bit. But these voter suppression laws, I'm calling them, out of Florida, and now Texas is working on one. I find it interesting. Somebody, one of these legislators in Texas, and he said this with a straight face, the answer. They asked, well, you know, since there's really no evidence of any voter fraud here, what's this all about? And the guy goes, well, you know, we don't want to wait for something bad to happen. And I thought to myself, that's rich coming from a group of people running the state that let their power grid. They were told, what, 8-9 years ago about what happened this past winter or, you know, late winter, early spring could happen.
Right.
But, you know, they sat around and waited for something bad to happen there, didn't they?
Right.
I mean, you're looking for trouble where there is none. It's just,
you know, that's a, let's go right to that. That's a great issue. And by the way, on the power grid, they decided to do something against all the advice of the experts. The experts recommend they get in with the national power grid so that they could get energy from California if they needed it. And they decided to do it in a weird way, sort of decentralize it. And they had people signing contracts with these fly-by-night companies. And then when it all went down, some of them, there were these little phrases in the contracts that said, this price is subject to adjustment at the discretion of the power company. People were getting bills for thousands of dollars for a week's power, you know, that kind of thing. Texas does not know how to administer itself. Not because Texas is a bad state, not because the people down there don't know what to do. It's the Republican Party. It's the same thing here in Wisconsin, turning down $3.4 billion, 2.4 of it in our own federal tax dollars, just turning it down. What they did in Texas was they had plenty of warnings, like you said. All they had to do is be part of the national power grid. They thought, no, we're Texas. We're the Lone Star State. We seceded in 1861. Oh, really? Well, how did that work out for you? You did not secede, Dig, but they have culturally seceded. And look what they got. Some kid, some poor 10-year-old boy froze in his bed. In Texas, he froze to death in his bed. In his bed. People had no power for a long time. And it's not going to affect the ratings of the statewide Republicans. It's a cult state, cult for Trump. So let's get right to what you just said, right to what Dick of Madison just said. Texas and Florida, by the way, they just passed this too, and Georgia, and to a lesser extent, Iowa, is trying to spread to Michigan, where they're trying to circumvent Governor Whitmer's veto by doing it through a peculiar Michigan law that permits voters to get signatures and just put things on a ballot and then have the legislature pass it, gerrymandered Republican legislature, without the governor being able to veto it. So it could happen in Michigan. All right. Here's what it is. There's a lot of stuff you've read about and it's bothersome, but there are certain things that are killers. They're killers. The things you read about are there'll be fewer drop boxes. There'll be restricted absentee voting. You'll have to have some excuse to vote absentee. There'll be very few drop boxes, and the ones that you do have, you can't have somebody else drop off your ballot. You have to go there and show it's you. There'll be monitors there watching it. All of that stuff. What Texas did and what you can assume other states are going to do is they apply some laws only to the large counties, which are the Democratic counties. So for instance, and here is the sneakiness of legislative drafting. Let's have a little 5-second course on legislative drafting. You cannot draft a statute that specifically names someone or something and prohibit something or get at them. But what you can do is describe their characteristics and just say, well, anybody with those characteristics has to do this or that. Now, I'm not talking about racial issues and all of that. That's the way that was done at one time. That's all been thrown out. But let me give you an example. Texas doesn't say Houston and Dallas and San Antonio, which are big cities, a lot of Democratic votes, have to do all this bad stuff and nobody else does. If they did that, that would be attacked in court. So it's very simple. They just say counties with over a million people have to do this and that. Counties under a million don't. So they pluck off the Democratic counties and apply it to them and don't disadvantage their voters. So they're doing it in Texas. So they're doing it in Texas. That would be Houston, Harris County. That would be Dallas. That would be San Antonio. Certainly would not be Amarillo, where there are Republican votes. Wouldn't be Amarillo up in the panhandle. So there you have it. But what bothers me about these voter suppression laws is something that's much less obvious, much deeper, and it is unraveling the fabric of an election itself. And that is this. In Florida, they passed a law that gives a lot more power to partisan observers. Now, in Wisconsin, you know, a Republican, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party can send an observer. They can't interfere. They have to stay back. They can just sort of keep an eye on things. They can't, nobody can campaign within 500 feet of the polls. The Republicans used to have people go to the lines within 500 feet in the inner city of Milwaukee and ask people if they had criminal convictions and tell them, if you have a criminal conviction, you can't vote. That's a false statement, by the way. If you have a misdemeanor conviction, you can vote. And if you have a felony conviction and you've served your time, you can vote. So they were lying. But what do they think they're doing just going to inner city districts and saying stuff like that? Making people feel bad. They don't want to have to put up with this. Drives down the vote. So we push back against that. The Republicans also at one time would put out false flyers in the inner city. It said, don't forget to vote next Wednesday. Next Wednesday. But the vote was Tuesday. So people would see that. No, I have to vote Wednesday. They missed the election. Some of them. So put an end to that. If you catch anybody doing that, that's a crime. So the felony, let the DA's office know. But what Georgia, what especially Florida and Texas, and even Georgia are doing, passing different laws that interfere with the election itself. One of them is, in Florida, it empowers partisan observers to have a lot more power than they do in Wisconsin and than they should have. They can object. They can be very, very assertive and rough in their language, scare people. They can say, no, 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 I look at her. I don't think she lives at that address. What do you think you're doing? It gives them semi-official status. And then in Texas and in some of the other states, what they're doing is making it a felony, a criminal felony for a poll worker, not a partisan one, but one of the ones, usually elderly ladies and gentlemen who have been doing this forever, to quote, give assistance to someone. What does that mean? So they keep it very vague so that people are afraid to do anything. And in Georgia, you can't provide food or drink to anybody in line. You know, look, it's not as if they're giving lobster and shrimp dinners to people standing in line. They give bottles of water to people standing in line to keep them there. It's very warm in some of these states. If a pregnant woman faints and you give her a bottle of water, felony. You see, this is what's going on. Now, will they actually prosecute a lot of those people? I don't know. The fear of prosecution, though, somebody who's living on Social Security and a little bit of required minimum distribution from an IRA or a 401k to have to defend themselves in a criminal case for having assisted a voter in a good faith manner will deter people. You know, a woman goes off to the poll, her husband's going to say, I do not want to see you charged and have to hire a criminal defense attorney. So they will end up, believe me, saying, I can't answer that question. People will be confused. People will not want to vote. The whole idea is to have people not want to vote, because people in Republican areas will want to vote because these crooked state people that are doing this are on their side. It's corrupt. Do you understand that? It's corrupt. This is happening. It's happening in Florida. It's happening in Texas and Georgia. It happened in all three. It happened to some extent in Iowa. The reason it's not liable to happen in Wisconsin is not because Voss isn't of the same ilk as these people. That is not the reason. The reason is we have a Democratic governor who will veto it, and they do not have a veto-proof majority, fortunately. But we did lose two Senate seats last time in Hudson and Green Bay, and we picked up two assembly seats in Brookfield and the North Shore. But so what? If the La Crosse Senate seat had gone Republican, they would have had a veto-proof majority, the Republicans here in Wisconsin. So, at least in the Senate. So, there you have it. You have a Republican Party. The sneaky aspect of all these votes, and these legislative votes, the sneaky aspect of it is not so much the mechanical impediments they put. Yeah, well, there's fewer drop boxes, so I'll have to drive 2 miles instead of 1 mile. Okay. Or in some cases, in Harris County in Texas, I think they only want five of them for a huge county. That's going to hurt. No absentee voting is going to hurt, or restrictions. But what really hurts is to dangle the specter of felony prosecution to good folks. You know who runs the polls around this state. You voted for a long time. You voted in Milwaukee and Madison. You voted in Ladysmith and Kewaskum and Monroe and Wisconsin Rapids and Green Bay and Marinette and Superior. All in Burnett County. You voted all these places. Do these people look like crooks? Do they look like they're trying to do something? No, they're your relatives, by the way, many of them, and your friends. Imagine an environment where they're afraid of a felony prosecution and having to hire a criminal defense lawyer. That's what's happening. Do you understand? That is what's happening, and it cannot be permitted to happen. That has got to be overturned in the federal courts. We're going to a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. Get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.